I'm really thankful for how God has worked with me this week and given me some things to share. I'd like to start with Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I want to get some thoughts from this. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. There are several things in here, and I won't speak to them, but he said that when I looked and I saw everything that had happened and looked at it at the end of it, that's how it comes to me that he's saying, when I looked at the end of everything, I noticed that the victory of the battle wasn't necessarily given to people who were strong. I think that's what he's saying, don't you? I noticed that the winner of the race wasn't to the fastest runner. The prize of the race wasn't given to the fastest. The fastest person didn't finish, maybe. It was somebody that wasn't so good at what he was doing. The prize wasn't given to him. The victory of the battle wasn't given to the person who looked the strongest. And he said, I noticed that bread wasn't given. Not always did the wise people, were they the ones that were eating well? Some of the people that didn't look like that they were wise at all. Some of the people that were rich, they didn't look like they were the smartest. How was this? He said, but time and chance happeneth to them all. My thought this morning is about being strong. What it means to be strong in our souls. He said the victory of the battle, the success, wasn't given to the strong. But time and chance happens to them all. What time and chance would you think is really the most important time and chance when you're talking about the great battle that we're in and winning the victory? And what is it going to take for you and I to win the victories in our battles? It's going to be that we take advantage of the times that the Lord comes near to us and offers us help. I know that may seem very elementary, but I thought about this. What if it's not if I win the battle and it's not because I'm real strong, then what is it? It's because when the Lord came and said, I'm right here with you, that I reached out and I took hold of his hand and I leaned on him and I grabbed hold of the rope that he threw me and I swung out on it and I didn't feel strong and I didn't feel swift or mighty or wise, but I took advantage of what was given to me. And God gives that to everybody. He gives anybody. You don't have to be strong or mighty or swift. But God gives everybody this chance and this opportunity. A time to, think about that verse that said, seek ye the Lord. This is Isaiah 55. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. It's those who take advantage of the Lord while he's near. Call ye upon him while he is near. Those are the ones that are going to win. He gives that opportunity and he sends it by. And many times people turn it down because they think, I've got to do this myself. I've got to overcome this. And yet, year after year goes by, and I'm thinking of spiritual battles. I'm thinking of people in our souls. The Lord gives us opportunities many, many times, and He lets us know, I'm right here. I'm right here. Call on me. Call upon Him while He's near. Jesus told the Israelites, you didn't know the time of your visitation. I was right here, and you didn't know it. You didn't take advantage of my offer of help. So the victory to the battle is not given necessarily to people who are strong, but it's given to people who will take the time and the chance that's given to them and use it. God is the one who gives the strength. Several scriptures let me think of here. Job chapter 17. You may feel like this morning, and I thought about it this way. I think about this when I'm asked, how are you? How are you doing today? Hi, how are you? And what do we say? Every time. Just about every time. Great. Fine. Yeah. And we do. And I thought about this. What if on some of the days that I don't feel so fine? What would happen if I'm passing by somebody in the store and it's a friend maybe and they say, how are you? What if I would just say exactly how I was thinking and feeling? What if we all did that? Well, I'm kind of down under right now. Well, I don't feel so great. Well, I am fighting an intense battle right now. You just wouldn't believe it. What if... If somebody did that to you and you ask how they were doing, all we've usually got time for is, I'm fine, how are you? Great. Okay, see you later. We don't have time to talk about how we're really doing sometimes. But there are times when I would love to say, do you have time to listen? Because I could tell you a whole bunch. Can we talk about this? I actually need prayer right now. Or maybe, I think every one of us knows what I'm talking about. You've been there, I've been there, to where you would like to say, I just need a hug. And I've had people to do that. I've had people to call me and say, how are you doing? And I'll say, oh, great. And then they'll just stop and they'll say, how are you really doing? And then I'll say, oh, sister, I'm having a battle. Will you pray for me? If we would tell many times and say, you know, I don't feel strong. I don't feel strong in my soul. I need some help. But a lot of times we don't say that out. And it's probably mentally and physically healthier, socially, in every way, healthier for us to say. And I don't think it's necessarily being dishonest. When you really come right down to it, I'm alive. I have the Lord to call on. Everything's fine. All of the battle that's going on under the surface, it's under that lid of the battle's not to the strong anyway. I've got the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm fine. Even though I'm fighting. Even though I'm faint. I'm pursuing. There's a scripture about that where they found some soldiers, some people who had been in a battle. And they came across this group of people, these little stragglers. And it said they were faint but pursuing. The enemy was out there somewhere, still loose. But here's these little soldiers just still pursuing them. That's how we could answer. Maybe if we wanted to say, I need prayer, we could say, faint yet pursuing. You know, God is the one who gives us the battle, the strength, the victory of the battle. And we can say, I'm not so strong right now. I don't feel strong. But the Bible said, in this one place, it says, let the weak say, I am strong. He wasn't saying you lie and don't, you, if you don't tell people exactly how you're doing, then you're being dishonest. No, he said that. He said, let the weak say, I'm strong. Why? Because we know this. The battle is not to the strong. It's to those who take advantage of the help that the Lord says when he says, I'm with you. I'm underneath you. You're leaning on me anyway. You don't have any strength, really. So this one, Job 17 and 9, it says, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. That's a real blessing to think about. Those who, and spiritually, we know that the real victory is that the devil doesn't have me out there sinning and doing acts of wickedness. Many times those people who kind of feel like they're down under and maybe I'm not where I ought to be, you'll find many times those are very conscientious, sensitive people who wouldn't do a wrong thing for anything. And yet the devil keeps them cramped, feeling like, I'm not amounting to anything. I don't feel very strong. I'm not doing very well. And yet, really, they have clean hands. They have a pure heart. Before God, God's not looking at it like, you're a victorious person because you're so strong. God's looking at it like, yeah, I know you're weak, but I've got this. You're leaning on me. That's really where I want you. You're taking advantage of the help that I've sent you. That's really where you're supposed to be. One scripture in the New Testament, it says that he doesn't choose those who are mighty. He chooses the weak things to confound the mighty. Sometimes you may wonder, who is it that prayed the prayer of faith for that person to be healed? I wonder who that is. That must be a real strong saint of God. Somebody who's kind of prays real loud and somebody who kind of has this persona that they've got it all. You know what? It's probably not. The prayer that God heard, most likely, is the prayer from that person that felt like they were nothing. And that, Lord, I'm just coming to you from a heart that's just needy. Lord, that's the kind of prayer the Lord is most likely going to hear. And you just think about that. He that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. So it's no, to me, it's the way that this was given to me is you may be weak, but it's God that's the strength. And you can grow stronger and stronger. Let's go over here to the New Testament now, Ephesians. This is Paul's prayer for the saints. For 3 and 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. The other day we spoke about our need of the Holy Spirit and that we needed him to give us strength. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to give us the strength to to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And he goes on in 2 Corinthians 4, he talks about how though our outward man perishes, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. Let's think about another one. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. The middle of the verse, I'm going to start here. I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This was spoken, I believe, it can be spoken at a time when you feel strong, but it can be spoken emphatically and positively when you feel very weak, when you don't feel like you have a lot of faith, when you don't feel like you have a lot of anything. You can say this, I can do all things. Somebody call and say, can you pray the prayer of faith for me? Oh, you don't know how I'm feeling. Yes, you can. You can pray the prayer of faith for someone who's in need. And the Lord can answer your prayer and you're just thinking, well, I don't know how that happened. It's because it's not to the strong. The battle, the victory is not to people who feel like they're strong. It is to those who feel like, Lord, I'm just leaning on you. And just lean on him and just use his strength and his power and believe in him and trust in him. And the Lord will answer your prayer. 2 Corinthians 12. Verse 7, he says, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now here we have, looks like a high plane of experience that he was given, revelations, things that he saw in the spirit that he couldn't even speak about them. And he says here, lest I should be exalted, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. So, it looks like to me here that God really doesn't want us to think, you know, I'm really advancing in the things of the Lord. I'm having all these revelations. I'm just doing so well. He doesn't even want us to think that way. He always wants us to lean on him. Lest I should be exalted. He gave me something to keep me feeling down. Yes, it's all right to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But so that you can say that, I'm going to give you something that will keep you in that place. He did that to Paul. For this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I think there's so much there It just takes experience, and when you're in the experience, then you really don't have the words to describe it. Let's go on in chapter 13. It talks about God's power being displayed in weakness. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. So if someone comes to you and you know in their minds, they're asking you, how are you doing? And they think, oh, they're just doing so well. I'd like to have a secret of their strength. How do they, and you think this is the way people are thinking. And the person that you're lifting up like that when you think that way really is saying, oh, I need to lean on the Lord. I'm leaning on the Lord. You just don't know. I'm leaning on the Lord. We also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. There's some other scriptures in Psalms. There were so many in the Psalms, but they were really good. Psalms 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. My strength. The Lord is my strength. Psalms 27 and 1. That was 18 and 1. Psalms 27 and 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Let's see. It seems like there was something in back to Psalms 18. Verse 32. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. It is God that girdeth me with strength. There are many, many places where he calls the Lord my strength. Verse 39, for thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. I think there's another one in Psalms 27. The end verse. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. He's promised a strength. It's the time and the chance that's offered to everybody. God, he's there for you to lean on. He's there to be under you. For you to him, he's to support you. He is to strengthen you. He's to hold you up. Thank the Lord. Let's see, Psalms 37 and 39. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. There's just so many. Psalm 71 has quite a few. This Psalm 71, it says, in the title of it, David prays for himself, both for himself and against the enemies of his soul, and he prays for support in old age. So they say this is the old person's psalm. But look at what he says. Verse 16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. He had just, in verse 9, he had said, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. So that's another way we could answer. If sometimes we're feeling like, I need to say something rather than fine, you could say, I'm going in the strength of the Lord God. That's true. That's really what we mean when we say fine. Yes, I don't feel that great, but I'm going in God's strength. Look then at this one in Isaiah 40. We read this a couple Sundays ago when we talked about I faint not. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. That was such a blessing to me. This is really, the Lord just gave this to me this week. He increases strength. He that hath clean hands shall grow stronger and stronger. The Lord's promised to give us strength when we're feeling faint. He's given us this time and opportunity. He comes to us, when he draws near, he comes to us and says, lean on me. Put your strength in me. Your confidence in me. I'll be your strength. That's how we're going to win the battle. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, those that lean, those that use him as their support, that constantly trust in him and put everything in him, they renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I thought about a little illustration, and I don't know if I can do this on the board, so I'll just maybe try to describe it as levels of strength. People that know spiritual strength are people that totally succumb to the enemy. And maybe they're just under, like under the water. And have you ever, and just where the whole world is, the whole world lieth in wickedness. They're just sunk in the mud and the mire of sin. Their heads are down. They're down under. And then you might think that those that hear the gospel message, maybe they feel like, oh, there's a little hope, so they lift their head, and they're wanting to get up and out of the mire of sin. They don't have any strength. And so they dare to look up, and there's a hand. And so they reach for the hand, and he pulls them up. And then there's some people that it seems like they can't get a hold of it real good, and they just barely keep their nose above water. It just seems like that I see people like that. They have a desire. They kind of pull themselves up for a while, but then they sink back down again. But God wants to get people, he wants to get them up and out of the mire of sin. They don't have enough strength. God, they need God to pull them and to help them. But maybe they get up and out of it, and maybe they're just kind of flopping. Like, oh, I don't know if I can stay this way or not. I don't know if I can really just keep going or not. God wants to make you stronger and stronger, but always it's him. It's him. He wants to give us more and more victory. And sometimes maybe we might think, I'm still down in the gray area, but I look and I see It looks like that some people can just fly. How is that? And the Lord, again, He wants to make you stronger and stronger. He doesn't want us constantly falling down and just swimming around in the mud. He really wants us to fly. He wants to give us such strength that we can, He wants to mount us to mount up with wings as eagles. He said, the righteous, he that has clean hands, shall grow stronger and stronger. And I don't think, as the message is gone this morning, I don't think it means that we always feel strong. But He wants us to lean on Him. He wants us to wait on Him. And in that, we'll find ourselves being lifted up and higher and higher. And none of it we can say, well, I did that. It's the Lord is my strength. The Lord lifts me up. He's the lifter up of my head. He's the one that gives me the ability to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. And He gives me the strength to fly. What a wonderful thing the strength of the Lord is. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. So this morning, if you feel like I'm just about out of strength, just remember the Lord's still reaching out. The Lord's still there to lean on. Lean on the Lord. He is your strength. I just wanted to remember all the things that the Lord had brought to my mind. Some of the old prophets, I think it's Zechariah. Chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So the Lord wants us to realize it's not by my might, my own strength, my own power. The battle, the victory is not given to someone who is strong like that. But it's by my spirit, he says. There's another one that I wanted. It's the man says, truly I am filled with power by the spirit of the Lord. Help me to find that. Here it is, Micah chapter 3. But truly, and verse 8, truly I am full of power by the spirit of the Lord. I believe that's what he wants us to say. He doesn't want us to say, oh, I'm just really not strong today. But he wants us to say, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let's find that one. Let's see, is that in?
Joel 3:10.
Joel. Thank you. Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. How do we say that now? By the Spirit of the Lord. Truly I am full of power. By the Spirit of the Lord. In the New Testament, Paul told Timothy, be strong, therefore, my son, in the grace of the Lord Jesus. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we can say, I am strong. Truly, I am full of power. It's not by might or by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. all of these scriptures that we have said. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. So the Lord is encouraging us this morning to lean on Him. He will be our strength. He will be our power. Seemed like there was one more that I wanted to get. Oh, yes. This promise in Isaiah. I've been thinking about it and kind of walking around it all this time, but I want to get it. Isaiah 41. Fear thou not, verse 10, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You look that up, the thought about Him upholding with you with the right hand of His righteousness. There's quite a few references to what He does, holding us up with His right hand. Just look at this promise this morning. I will strengthen thee.